Hello, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. So excited that you're here today. We're praying through and finishing up going through these scriptures from the Seven Deadly Friendships. We're in Galatians 5:15 in the Common English Bible, the CEB, and it says this: "But if you bite and devour each other, be careful that you don't get eaten by each other." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, there were times growing up, actually not when I was growing up, but when my kids were growing up, when this verse just seemed very appropriate. And I saw a mom today who was outside of a restaurant, and she was scolding her child who was jumping in a mud puddle. And I remember just that time of my life where I felt like there was a whole bunch of sinners living in my house. And of course, I was one of them. But I could see my kids just fight and pick at each other and bicker and bite. And it was such a really good word picture of what we do as adults. I mean, we think we're better than that, but we just do it too. Recently was in a, had a post go viral on Facebook, and most of the comments were amazing, but there was one person who continued to go back and forth about what she felt, and it was very vindictive and mean, and mean-spirited and unkind, and it was hard to watch. But I was watching other people respond too, and it was just going, it was just elevating and getting really out of hand, and that was such a beautiful but sad picture of this verse. We can bite and devour each other, and then we eat each other up. We have each other for lunch. And so, Lord, I pray that you would quicken our hearts today to stop us. Would you stop us when we're just about to be picky or nitpicky at someone, or we're going to poke at someone? Lord, we are smart folks, and we have figured out the buttons of our loved ones. And they are smart folks, and they have found the buttons of us. And if we keep pushing buttons, things are going to start. That's what a button is for. You push a button to start something. And so, Lord, deliver us from button pushing today, that we would not be tempted to keep escalating a problem and keep nagging or hurting someone, especially if they're down about it or they already know that they've made a mistake. Lord, help us to be grace-filled in our parenting. Help us not to egg on our kids or to keep escalating with our kids so that it becomes a big mess. Lord, help us not to escalate with our boss or with our employees, that something becomes more dramatic than it needs to be. And I think about the one of the Seven Deadly Friendships is called Dramatic Drake. And Lord, when there's a whole bunch of dramatic drakes in a room, things, a sin is flying back and forth. And so, Lord, give us the discernment that we need and the stepping back that we need when words are flying and voices are raising, to step aside. Lord, I also pray that you would help us to be the to kind of be the Debbie Downer in one of those gossip sessions. Like if you're in a group of friends and there's like people saying mean things about each other, and they might not be doing it about each other in the room, but someone outside the room, help us to kind of go wah wah and say, you know, that's really gossip and I don't want to be a part of it. And Lord, that's a hard thing to do. I don't like to do that. It really does seem negative, but Lord, you have talked very clearly throughout the scriptures about the importance of not gossiping because it harms people. And so I know that that seems like some little tiny sin, but it's actually a really big sin. And if you've ever had an experience where someone, you found out that someone was gossiping about you or saying mean things about you behind your back, you know what it's like. And so, Lord, help us to love others the way we like to be loved. Help us to treat others the way we like to be treated in the golden rule. And thank you that Paul addresses this just so clearly with this metaphor of biting and eating. Because once something is devoured, once something is bitten, it's broken. And once it is eaten, it is devoured, meaning it goes into the stomach and it's gone. And we see that in the epidemic these days of suicide, where people are being bullied and then they're gone because they just can't take it anymore. So Lord, help us to be light to this crazy world of backbiting and backstabbing and really hostility on the internet. Lord, help us to be light and truth and kindness and peace, and help us not to be the escalators, but the de-escalators in this world. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I'm grateful for you. Today's review that I want to read is from Jen Green 5152, 5 stars. And she says, "Food for my soul. I listen to this every morning when I wake up as part of my flash briefing, and I've grown to love it. Mary always gives good fuel for my prayers and reminds me to look outward as well as upward." So thank you so much, Jen, for that review. And if you have a little moment, go ahead and make a little review on iTunes or Stitcher. I'd really appreciate it. And have an amazing day. And please know that you are wildly and powerfully loved.